Ezra Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samech in Masechet Shabbos, the 122nd daf in Shas, and we pick up a few lines left on Nuntes Amud Beis. We are discussing different examples of the Mishnah that we're afraid that a woman might come to carry on Shabbos if she wears them, because she might take them off to show her friends. Yesterday, in an important halacha from the Daily Daf, we gave the background of halacha lemaisa, why it is that it seems today many people are not worried about this chash of jewelry, but in time of Chazal, they went through berachel bitcha aktana, all of the different types of jewelry and ornaments and different chashos that apply. We pick up about 9 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah had said, v'lo bekatla, that she's not supposed to go out with this katla. The Gemara immediately asks, my katla, what is a katla? So the Gemara answers, menakta pari. It is a very beautiful garment that has gold that is added to it, and it's prohibited to wear on Shabbos because she might take off. It wasn't a shirt that she would not take off because of tznius, but it was like a shawl of sorts that she would show to her friends to show the beautiful weaving and designs on it. Nizamim, what are earrings that we said, or let's say rings, as we're about to clarify in the Gemara? We had also said in regards to rings, the lobe nizamim, that she's not allowed to go out with them. What type of rings are they? Nizme ha'af. They are nose rings. Yesterday, in Halacha from the Daily Daf, we pointed out, we discussed that even though our Gemara prohibits nose rings, Tosa says that earrings, and there we mentioned it in the name of the Rama, now we see it in the Tosas, in Dibra Maschul Nizmei Of, that earrings are going to be acceptable because they are hard to take out of the earrings. We mentioned then also that Rav Nevinsel felt that if there's a clip-on ears which are easy to come out, then it could very well be that they're prohibited. And then one needs to ask the question of what's the status in general of wearing all the jewelry that was prohibited in the Gemara, Bizman Hazeh, which we discussed then. V'lo b'tabash einu le'achosem. And the Mishnah also says you're not allowed to go out with a ring that does not have a signet on it. In those days, there were two different types of rings. Rings that are like the rings worn today, that were there as jewelry. And then there was a tabash sheyesh ala achosem that has a signet on it, which the Gemara later on the top of Samach Amud Aleph, is going to discuss. It could be that is not something that person would be likely to take off and show to someone because it's a tool. It was a ring that was used to sign documents. Deduces the Gemara. Hayesha le'achosem chayeves. The Gemara deduces in the opposite direction and says that if it does have a signet, so then in such an instance, maybe one is chayev. Alma lav tachshitu. And we therefore see that it's not considered a tachshit, but considered a masui. Ask the Mara, Urminu, I'll ask you a question. Tachshitei notim tmeim. The jewelry of women do contract tuma. Ve'elein tachshitei nashim, katlo'os, nizamim, v'taba'os, v'tabas, bein she'esh le'achosem, bein she'ein le'achosem. For our purpose, this one is important, and that is rings, whether they have a signet or not. V'nizme'af, as well as no rings. So what do we see from those instances, that we consider both a ring with a signet and without a signet as being a tachshit, because it contracts tumah. Only a tachshit would contract tumah. A masui would not. V'amar Rabbi Zera lo kasha, it's not a question. Even though earlier we had thought that tabash she'ein ala achosem is permissible, but tabash she'esh ala achosem is chayeves, now we could defend that in the approach that's dependent on a machlokis between Rabbi Nechemia and the Rabbanim. Ha Rabbi Nechemia, ha Rabbanim. One is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Nechemia, the other Rabban Desanya, as we learned in a Braisa. We had it earlier in Mbeis and Mbeis. He shall mateches v'chosma shall almog. If the ring is made out of metal and the signet is made out of a type of wood, tmei he contracts tumah. Shall almog v'chosma shall mateches tahora. But if it's primary base is made out of wood and the signet itself is made out of metal, then in such a case it is pure. Reb Nechemya mitami, but Reb Nechemya says it is tami. Shari Reb Nechemya omer betabas holach acher chosama. That when it comes to a ring, the signet is what's most significant. The Chachamim are of the opinion that the ring would be tar if the base is of wood, because that qualifies as pshute kliyetz. When it comes to pshute kliyetz, they are tame, they do not contract tuma. Nevertheless, Reb Nechemya metame, Reb Nechemya is metame, even when the base is of kliyetz. Shei Reb Nechemya omer betabas holech acher chosama. When it comes to a signet, you go after its signet and not its base. But all, when it comes to a yoke, holech achar simlonov, you go after the vertical bars that are there to hold the yoke around the head of the cow, and you don't go after the yoke itself. Reb Nechemi gives us other examples like that as well. Bikolov, which is a shelf that is used by a storekeeper to prop up merchandise in the window. Halachach mas merosav, whatever the material of the nails are, that's what decides if it's considered pshute kiliyetz or a davar makabel tuma. Besulam, when it comes to a ladder, halachach shlivosav, the status of its steps are what defines it. Ba'arasi, when we're talking about a large scale that's made out of wood, halach achar shal shalosav, you go after the chains that are there to hold up the pans of the scale, like visualize a scale that has two sides to it. So there's a pan where you put in what you want to weigh, and what holds it up is a chain. That's what's koveh. V'chachamim omrim hakol holech achar hamaymit. And the chachamim are of the position that whatever is there to support, whatever is there to support. So in this case, when it comes to the ring, that which was our primary interest, that means that you go with the ring itself and not the signet. So according to Rabbi Nechemya, you would go with the signet. According to Rabbanan, it's defined by the ring itself. So now Rabbi Zeira's din that we had earlier with the tabas is dependent on the machlokas Rabbi Nechemya and the chachamim. According to the chachamim, the tabas is the ikar. And therefore, if it's made out of metal, it's makabel tuma. If it's made out of wood, it is not. However, according to Reb Nechemya, the ikar role of the ring is to serve for its signet, which means that it's not considered a tachshit. If it's not considered a tachshit, so then in such a case, one cannot go out with it on Shabbos, as we had learned in the opening statement of our Gemara. Rava gives another answer to the contradiction. Rava Amar Litzdadim Ketani. The Mishnah in Kalim that had given examples of a ring with a chosim, without a chosim, are giving two different extremes. Yesh alei chosim tachshit ish. If it has a signet, then it's a tachshit of a man. And you're right, a woman that would go out with it would be considers if she's carrying a masui, like we deduced from our Mishnah. Ein ala achosim tachshit to isha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar tuma Shabbos karamis. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says you're not allowed to ask from tuma to Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, with a signet would be chayiv. But tuma kli maisam rachmanim. Vikliu, a kli with a signet is considered a utensil. Shabbos mishum masui am rachmanim. Shabbos the iser is a masui. Ein alechosim tachshit. If it doesn't have a signet, it is a tachshit. Yesh alechosim, but if it has a signet, masui, it is considered a masui. Possibly, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, it would be a masui even for a man. Why? Because no one wears a chosim with a masui, Rav Nachman Yitzchak claims. In other words, a tabas with a chosim for a dormant person. Purposes. It's only for practical purposes. So just like a tailor can't go out with his needle, so too a person cannot go out with a tabas, with a chosin. In our Mishnah, we had also learned in Bama Yisho Yotza, we had also learned that she cannot go out velo bimachat shein nekuva with a needle that doesn't have a hole in it. The Gemara will not challenge that prohibition, but rather will challenge the exemption. The Mishnah also says ve'ena chayava selachatas, that she would not be chayava karban chatas on a machat she'ena nikuva. The Gemara asks, l'may chazia, what purpose does it have that's not considered a masui? Amar Rav Yosef hol v'isha ogeres ba'sa'ara, a woman gathers her hair together with this needle, hence it's not entirely a masui. Amar Abaye, Abaye asks, that tihavi kibiris tahora v'tishtri, it should like be like a biris, which is a garter, which was there to hold up her stockings, which is permissible on Shabbos because it has a purpose. So too, the needle as well has a purpose. Ela tirgumar Rav Adar Narsho k'med Rav Yosef hol v'isha cholekes ba sa'ara b'Shabbos. Since a woman can use it to separate her hair to almost comb from one side to the next, some say that one puts the period after cholekes ba sa'ara and reads b'Shabbos l'may chazia, or you could read it l'Shabbos l'may chazia. It seems that the only correct way, after reflecting on it a little bit more, the only correct way of reading it would be hol v'isha cholekes b'sa'ara, that a woman divides her hair. Asks the Gemara, b'Shabbos l'may chazia, how could she use it on Shabbos? At the end of the day, she's not allowed to divide her hair on Shabbos. Amar Rava, Rava answered, tesh shel zav yesh la rasha. There was a golden ornament of a needle that she would have. Bachol cholekes ba sara. During the week, she would use the second side of it to separate her hair, which would be prohibited on Shabbos, lest presumably she'll come to pull it out. Ubishabbos menicha keneged pachadita. And on Shabbos, she would put it, the ornament, on her forehead, and for that reason, it will not serve as a masui to be over min haTorah. We begin a new Mishnah. Lo yetze ha'ish b'sandal hamisumar. A man is not allowed to go out with clogs that are studded with nails to fasten the soles to the upper parts of the sandal. The Gemara will explain that the Isser really has nothing to do at first glance with carrying on Shabbos, but because it reminds of a terrible story that had happened due to a sandal hamisumar. V'lo b'yachid b'zman shein b'raglo maka. And also not a single shoe or sandal if there is no wound on the other foot. You're not allowed to go out with one shoe, except if there is a wound. V'lo v'tfilin, he's not allowed to wear tfilin. Whether one holds Shabbos is man tfilin or lav zman tfilin, which is a sugi and erevin, at the end of the day, a person might take it off if he needs to go to the bathroom. V'lo b'kamiya, and not with an amulet. Bizman she'eno min ha-mumcheh, if it's not from an expert. If it's from an expert that has cured a person three times, then it's considered mamish atachshit. He relies on it and he won't take it off. However, otherwise, if it's not shel mumcheh, it's going to be asur. V'lo b'shiryon, he's not going to go out with a helmet. V'lo b'kazda, shiryon is a sheet of armor all over the body, and kazda is specifically the helmet. So shiryon is all over the body, kazda the helmet. V'lo b'magafayim, and not with iron guards to protect the legs. V'im yatza, but if he goes out with all the above things, Eino chayiv chatos, he's not going to be chayiv a karban chatos. The Gemara begins to analyze the first case of the Mishnah, the clog with many nails, sometimes called a hobnailed sandal. Sandal hamisumer mai taima. What's the reason that one is not allowed to go out wearing that sandal? Amar Shmuel shalafi agzei rahayu. It was about people who were shilfei. Shilfei knows the word is not shilifnei, but shilfei. Shilfei, the root is from shlaf ish nalo, the pasuk in Rus that describes chalipin, that they took off a utensil to do the kinyan. People who were had slipped away from the gzera. We're about to discuss a tragedy that happened as Jews had tried to escape from a gzera of Shmad. Actually, in some older editions, the Girsa is Shilfei Hashmad, but some argue it was taken out by the Christian censors. Hayu va'yinuchbon bin ma'ara, and they were hiding in the cave. Va'amru hanichnas yikanes va'yotze al yetze. And they decreed that you cannot leave the cave. If you come in, fine, but do not leave, so that the enemy will not see us. Ne'pach sandalo shel echad mihen. One of them put on his sandal backwards, and it made an imprint on the ground, appearing as if he had left. One of them thought that one of them had left. And the enemies had seen them. And now they're about to chase them inside the cave. And they crushed themselves due to the confusion that was caused by the sandal hamesumah. Rabbi Eloi ben Elazar Omer b'ma'ara yoshvin. Rabbi Eloi recounted the story a little differently. B'ma'ara yoshvin, they were sitting in the cave. Ashamu kol me'al gabe ha'ma'ara, and they heard noise on top of the cave. Kisurin ha'yu shabau aleim oivim dachu zeb zeb hargu zeb zeb yosim ha'sha hargu ben oivim. They thought that they had heard noise and the enemy was coming, and they crushed each other. In both cases, both according to Rabbi Loi, as well as the first explanation of Gemara, they also crushed each other with these sandals because they're very, very pointed and had nails inside of them. Rami Bar Yecheskel, Amar Bebeis HaKnesses HaYoshin, they were sitting in Shul. V'shamu kol me'achori Beis HaKnesses Kisvun ha'yushabo no'ayim o'ayivim dachu zeh b'zeh v'argu zeh zeh yosim ha'shahargu ben o'ayivim. Ba'oise shah, bottom line is, whichever account, at that moment, Amru, they said, Al yetze adam b'sandal ha'mesumar. A person should not go out with the sandal ha'mesumar. The Gemara later on will say that this took place on Shabbos, and it will remind people of the tragedy on Shabbos. Asking Gemara, Yachi b'chol nami litza, during the week should also be prohibited. Ma'isa ki ava b'shabbos have. It took place on Shabbos. B'yomtiv lishtri, then on Yom Tov it should be permissible. Alama tanan, why is it that we learned? Mashlichin kelim b'yom tov, bein tfurim, bein shein, and tfurim, a person is allowed to send utensils back and forth on Yom Tov, avalo sandal ha'mesumar, but not the hobnailed sandal. Velo minol shein ha'tofur, as well as a shoe that has not been sewn. It's usher to send these things on Yom Tov because you're not allowed to use them on Yom Tov. The Gemara explains that even though the event did not take place on Yom Tov, nevertheless, the reason one is not allowed to send the sandal hamesumer and wear a sandal hamesumer would apply both on Shabbos as well. B'Shabbos my taima dika knufia. The reason why it's usher on Shabbos is when people get together, and that, Rashi adds, is reminiscent of that particular maisa that happened, according to one opinion, that happened even in Shul when people were together. That was the opinion of Rami Bar Yecheskel that we saw. So whenever people get together, we have this reminder of this tragedy. So, B'Yom Tov Nami Yiko Knufya, on Yom Tov as well, people get together. Asks the Gemara, Taina Sibur Ika Knufya Litzer. But on the Taina Sibur also people get together. And one should say it's Aser there. Maisik Yihava, the event took place, answers the Gemara, B'Knufya Di Yisura. At the time we got together where things were Aser, there was an Isra Malacha. Hacha on Taina Sibur, K'nufya De Teira Havi. It's an assembly, but it's assembly where Malacha is Mutter, and it's not reminiscent of that event as Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'afil Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva da'amar, lo asru ela b'yardein u'besvina, u'bemaiseh shehaya. The best way to introduce the Gemara's question, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, is really to introduce the phenomenon that motivated Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. The Tosefta in Para describes that one time they had sent the May Para Aduma on a ship through the Jordan River, and it turned out that there was a mace, at least a kezaisman, a mace, that was buried into the ship, which thereby had been metame everything. So Chazal made a gzera that you're not allowed to go on a ship in the Jordan River. There's a discussion in the Tosefta in Para whether all ships are asur, or specifically a ship in the Yarden. And Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva says that the gzera was only me'ein ha'ma'ora, exactly what happened in that case. Now let's read Rabbi Chanina. Da'amar Rabbi Chanina had said lo asru, in that event of the Para Aduma, the only thing that was prohibited is elo b'yarden u'besfina u'bemaisa shahaya. The way it actually happened, a broader gzera was not made. So over here too, why do we asr all cases? Just asr, let's say in that base haknesses, for example, it should be asr only me'ena ma'ora. And here we asr in all shuls, in all places, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Hanimili Yardin, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva prohibited specifically the Jordan River, Deshani Mishar Naharos. It's different than all other rivers. There, you could make exeris for something specific. Aval Yom Tov v'Shabbos ki adadi ninu, Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same, and we can't differentiate even between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Disnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Eben Yom Tov l'Shabbos el ochel nefesh bovad. The Mishnah in Megillah, on Zayinam Beis, tells us there's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos in terms of the Yisra Melacha, except for the heter of ochel nefesh. The pasuk in Parashas Bo tells us, that you're allowed to make food, but otherwise everything else is awesome. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo yishanu ela l'chazek. The only time that the sandal hamasmir that has these nails inside of it is going to be prohibited is if the nails are put in to strengthen the sandal. That reminds of the event where there was that terrible tragedy, because as Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskil Elo L'chazek, in that event the nail was put in as a way of strengthening the sandal, and then it became dangerous. Aval Anoy, but if it's put there as an adornment, that wasn't the case, that wasn't Me'ein HaMa'ora, and therefore it's Mutter. The Kamal Anoy asks the Gemara, how many nails are put in for adornment onto the sandal, to the point that it would no longer be considered too much? Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chamish Bezeh V'Chamish Bezeh. Rabbi Yochanan says, five in each shoe. Rabbi Chanina Amar Shev Bezeh V'Shev Bezeh. Rabbi Chanina says, seven in each one. Amar Rabbi Yochanan L'Rev Shemin Bar Abba Azbaralach. I will explain to you. Lididi, according to me, Shtaimikan, Vishtaimikan, if you have two in each shoe. And Vaachas Mitarsiosov, and one on the front of the straps, that would be an appropriate count. I might have misspoken when I said Shtaimikan, Vishtaimikan. We're talking about on each shoe, there'll be two in the front, let's say, or on the outside of it, and two towards the inside. One on the outside of the foot, and one on the inside of the foot. That means, on each shoe, there would be five. Two on the inside, two on the outside, one on the strap. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina would have two on either side, three on either side, three on the outside, three on the inside. Vachas par tarsi yosef, and a seventh, thereby, on the strap. Meisive asks the Gemara, I'll ask you the following question on Rabbi Yochanan, sandal hanote, if you have a sandal that's not straight and causes the foot to go fall in, let's say, bow-legged. In other words, one side is higher than the other. The case of where the foot would seem to be bow-legged would be if the inside is high and the foot is falling on the outside. So then, in such a case, Osila Sheva. Then you make 7 nails to straighten it out. Div Rebbe Nassim. Rebbe, the Rebbe Matir Biyu Gimel. And Rebbe allows 13. Bishlem Rebbe Chanina. According to Rebbe Chanina, everything is smooth. Because Rebbe Chanina says, in general, there is 7. Hu da'amar ka Rebbe Nassim. So he's following Rebbe Nassim. El Rebbe Yochanan da'amar keman. But who, Rebbe Yochanan, who had said that one makes 5, who is he following? Answers the Gemara, Hu da'amar ka Rebbe Noi Roy. He's following the position of Rebbe Noi Roy. Desayin Rebbe Noi Roy, amar hey, mutar v'sheva asar. He holds that 5 is permissible, 7 is prohibited. Now the Gemara begins to discuss practically what the different Amoraim did in terms of what was acceptable in terms of a nails that are considered lenoi. Amalei efa l'rabba v'abrachana, aton tilmidi de Rabbi Yochanan, avid ki Rabbi Yochanan. You who are sons of Rabbi Yochanan should do like Rabbi Yochanan, anan ni avid ki Rabbi Chanina. And we will follow Rabbi Chanina that does 7. Boy minei rafun mei ravashi, chamesh mahu. What would the halacha be if one would want to wear 5 nails inside the sandal? Amalei afilu sheva mutter. He said even 7 is permissible like Rabbi Chanina. Tesmai. Amalei afilu ches aser. He said that even 8 is going to be prohibited. Boi minei ahu ratzana mi Rabbi Ami. There was a person who made hides that are used for ritzuos as well as for shoes. Ratzana is a word that we use for leather straps, but it was also used to describe a sandler, a shoemaker. Tafru mi bifnim mahu. What happens if he has a sandal on mesumer, but he sews leather inside? Amalei muter, he responded, it is muter v'lo yadayna mai taima. And I don't know what the reason it's that it's permissible, Rabbi Ami says. Amar Ravashi v'lo yada mar mai taima. Ravashi asks, you don't know what the rationale is? Kivin tafru mibifnim, since it's sewed inside, havalei minal, it's considered a shoe. What's the difference between a sandal and a shoe? The difference is that a shoe has a leather component that surrounds the entire foot. So that's the reason over here that it's different than the sandal. Biminol lo gazrube. Besandal gazrube rabban. Biminol lo gazrube. They didn't make a gzera when it came to a shoe. Lo gazrube rabban. Boy mine Rabbi Abba bar Zavda, me Rabbi Abba bar Avina. Asa kimin kovus mahu. What's the halacha if he makes the sandal like a kovus? A kovus is a metal substance that's used like a nail, but made a little differently. In my Gemara, in the older Vilna Gemara, it's on the side of Rashi, Dibur HaMasech Laso. They even drew it out. I think in the Oz V'Hadar Gemara, it's below the Agos V'Tziyunim. When I'm learning, I use both of them. And you see there a half circle, almost like a horseshoe. So it was metal that was bent down with 2 pointy parts, similar to a nail, but as you could see, not vertical like a nail, but a circular type of form. So kubus mahu, amalei mutter. He said it was permissible. Itmar nami Rabbi Yosef Rechanina asal kimin kubus mutter. If it's done like kubus, it is acceptable. Amar of sheshes chifo kulo b'misparos kidei shalotei karka achlaso mutter. If he surrounds the entire shoe with these kubus, in order that the ground not ruin the sole, it was a way also of protecting the sole, not only holding the sole together, then it would be acceptable. Tanya Kavasi Rav Sheshes, we learned the Brisa in accordance with Rav Sheshes, Lo Yetze Ha'ish B'Sandal Ha'Muslimov Lo Yital Mi Bais L'Bais Afilu Mimita L'Mita. One is not allowed to wear it even for the shorter period of time. They went so far to prohibit wearing these sandals even mimita limita. Amutalton also lechasas bo asakli v'lismoch bo kari amita. However, you're allowed to move them in order to facilitate a usage that's not wearing them, that is, either to cover a utensil or to support a bed. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon prohibits because he's afraid you might come to actually wear it. If the majority of nails have fallen off and all that's left are 4 or 5, mutter, Rebbe Matir at 7, Rebbe allows until 7. That's consistent with the opinions that we discussed above of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Chifo ba'ar milamata, if it was covered from leather on the bottom, v'kavalo mismaros milamala, and he put nails above, then mutter. The sandal ha'mesumar did not have a leather bottom. If a person makes a leather bottom, so then in such a case, it's no longer ke'en ha'me'ura, and therefore it's mutter. Asakim in kolbus, we spoke about the kolbus before, with two sides, a two-side nail. Okimin tes, okimin yased, or he makes the metal like a plate or like a peg. Mutter. Also, we learned before, if the masmaros are there to protect the soul, it will also be acceptable. Ask the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, you seem to have contradicted yourself. Amarta Nishu Rav Mismarosav. If many of them fallen off, but there's still quite a few left, you said it's mutter. V'hadar tani arba ochamesh in tfelo, and then you said 4 or 5, which sounds like only 4 or 5 and not more. Amar Rav Sheish is lo kasha. Rav Sheish says it's not a contradiction. Kan nigmamu. When it says that if many are left over, it's still permissible, we're talking about where the heads were cut off. But there still is, it's reminiscent that there once upon a time more. Then in such a case, then it's going to be mutter. For some reason, Rashi is assuming that this type of appearance doesn't remind of the sandal hamasumar. Kan shenekru. And the case which is usur is where you only have 4 or 5 and it resembles the sandal hamasumar. Rashi mentions at the end that there are some who learn the exact opposite. When it's nigmamu and there are many of them, so then it's going to be asur. If it's nekru, if the others were uprooted and all that's left is 4 or 5, then it'll be permissible. That approach would also answer the Sfas Emes's kasha. At the end of the day, didn't we say 4 or 5 is acceptable? So if you learn that the pshat is that nekru means that it would be permissible if they had been removed, so then one could answer Sfas Emes's kasha. However, many Rishonim seem to learn the original way we had learned from Rashi, and that requires more hesber as well as answering the Sfas Emes's kasha. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach and Pshat, and now we go on to the halacha section of the Daf.
Bezer Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Samach emerges from the Gemara on Samach Hamed Aleph that describes a sandal hamesumar. The Gemara describes that a hobnailed sandal is prohibited for a person to wear on Shabbos because of the terrible event that happened when people were killed by the sandal when they trampled each other when they thought that the enemies of Klal Yisrael were chasing after them. The Gemara on the second to last line from the bottom asks, why is it only that on Shabbos it's Usser? At the end of the day, it should be Usser even during the week. To which the Gemara answers that the event took place on Shabbos. And since it took place on Shabbos, so then the strongest association, it seems from the Gemara, is particularly with Shabbos. However, the Yerushalmi in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, also asks, why did they not make the Gzeira during the week as well? And the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, gives an interesting answer. And from the Yerushalmi's answer emerges today's Dvar Halacha. The Yerushalmi answers this question with the following expression, which the Mefarshim debate, which might have a Nafkamina LaHalacha. And the Nafkamina LaHalacha is an interesting one. We would call this a cheerful topic. And that is, does a person need to have separate Shabbos shoes? Is Shabbos shoes a cultural phenomenon, or does it have Makar in Halacha? Possibly, the Teretz of the Yerushalmi gives us a source for Shabbos shoes. The Yerushalmi says the reason why they didn't make the Gezera during the week is Lav Orche Dover, Lav Orche, the Bar Nisha Mehavile Trin Sandolin Chad L'Chola. It's not normal for a person to have two different types of shoes, one for Shabbos and one for the week. How is the Yerushalmi answered the question? Why did they not make the Gzeira during the week as well? The Karban Eda explains that the question has been answered by saying that if a person can't wear these hobnailed sandals on Shabbos, einachanami, they're not going to wear them during the week as well, because it's not normal for a person to have one pair of shoes for Shabbos and one pair of shoes for the week. However, the Pnei Moshe learns the Yerushalmi almost in the opposite direction. The Pnei Moshe understands that the Yerushalmi is asking in a rhetorical question, V'chi ein derech l'leches b'shnei sugim sandalim? Is it not the derech for a person to go one for Shabbos and one for during the week? And since a person uses different sandals during Shabbos and during the week, so then the Chachamim only prohibited dafka on Shabbos, like the Bavli had said, because it was on Shabbos when this event had come about. In Pshat, the machlokus between the Pnei Moshe and the Karban Eda is whether the Yerushalmi is giving the same answer as the Bavli. According to the Pnei Moshe, the Yerushalmi is essentially giving the same teretz to the Bavli. A person wears different shoes during the week, and the event happened on Shabbos. So why would you ever think to prohibit during the week? While according to the Karban Eda, the teretz is, once we prohibit it on Shabbos, memela, a person is not going to wear during the week because people don't have two pairs of shoes, one for Shabbos and one for during the week. In the Pnine Halacha of the Masifta Gemara, they point out this Yerushalmi, and point out that this becomes the interesting topic of whether there's any inyan of Shabbos shoes altogether. The Shalos Uchuvas Rav Paulim, that's from the Ben Ishchai, in Chelek Dalid Simin Yud Gimel, points out that we make two different brachos, one for dress and the other for shoes. We make the bracha in the morning of Malbish Arumim, and we also make the bracha of Shasali called Tsarki. Clearly, from the brachos, we look at shoes as being an entirely different phenomenon than the vestments of the person, than the garments of the person. Therefore, according to the Rav Paulim, even though we're supposed to change our clothing on Shabbos, nevertheless, that does not include our shoes. The Shailos of Tshuvas Harabaz, points out that it's totally in the two pshatim of the Pnei Moshe and the Karban Eda. According to the Karban Eda, it's not normal for a person, and it's not expected for a person to have two different types of shoes, one for Shabbos and one for the week. However, according to Pnei Moshe, we see that their answer was that there's no reason to be machmir during the week, because during the week it's a different pair of shoes, that's not the Shabbos shoes, and the hobnailed sandals were the Shabbos shoes in which this event had taken place. Finally, the Rabbaz proves from the chiyuv of a husband to give his wife clothing and shoes. The Mishnah in Ksubis on Samach Dalet Amud Beis tells us that a man needs to give his wife new shoes from holiday to holiday, from one of the Shalosh Regalim to the next Shalosh Regalim. There's no mention in the Gemara on Samachei Amud Beis that fleshes this out, that they would need three pairs of shoes because the mountains would wear out their shoes, that we were talking about two different sets of shoes, one for Shabbos, one for the week. It seems that Chazal did not feel that there was a chiyuv of Shabbos shoes. Hence, it could very well be that there isn't a chiyuv of Shabbos shoes, and my 4-year-old Shlomo Zalman's insistence that he wear his Shabbos shoes during the week not be a problem, and our insistence that he keep them for Shabbos also not be required, because at the end of the day, it seems that many hold that there isn't a separate requirement of Shabbos shoes, although it could be totally on the two explanations of the Yerushalmi. This is the end of the cheerful topic from Daf Samach.